Welcome to the Restaurant Boss Podcast, where you can make more money, have more freedom, and actually start to enjoy owning your restaurant. If you're feeling overwhelmed, stressed, and just sick of the struggle, you've come to the right place. So here is your host, the restaurant boss himself, Ryan Bromfin.
Hey, restaurant owners and managers, food cost is getting out of control. I'm going to share with you five ways to lower your food costs to keep it in check in this ridiculous inflationary period that we're facing right now. Hey everybody, Ryan Bromfin here, author, speaker, chef, restaurateur, founder of therestaurantboss.com, clickbacon.com, scalemyrestaurant.com, and like I said, author of Make It Happen. If you haven't gotten a copy of Make It Happen, your free copy is waiting for you at therestaurantboss.com. That's right, get a copy of the book completely free at therestaurantboss.com. So it's just bonkers. I don't have words to explain it. We all knew this was going to happen. We gave away so much money. There's so much money circulating in the economy from the COVID period that inflation is just rampant. We've never experienced inflation like this. The closest thing we had was way back, I think, right after World War II in the late 40s. But even that is nowhere near the inflation that we're facing right now. It's quite scary, to be honest with you. But what's happening, basically, is that your costs, your raw material costs, are going through the roof. On the phone this morning with a guy who operates a very high-volume pizzeria, and just in the last month, his to-go materials, his to-go boxes and forks and napkins have gone up 25% in 1 month on top of what's already happening. So it's completely out of control. I don't want to bore you with any more statistics. What I want to do today is I want to share with you the same five tips I share with all of my clients. In fact, I just got off of a training with my group, my kind of restaurant boss group, and we went over this in particular in a very short version. We're going to be doing a long version of this coming up that you can come and join, and I'm going to tell you about that in a second. But what I want to do right now is I want to tell you the five areas to focus on, the five ways, the five tips, whatever you want to call it, to lower your cost of goods sold, to keep your food costs in check. Now, a little preface here. If you're not super familiar with what food cost is or the difference between plate costs and food costs or cost of goods sold or how to calculate any of that, we're going to put somewhere in this video a link, a card, something to a video that we just put out about 3 or 4 weeks ago that's going to get into the formulas and the specifics and the difference between cost of goods sold and food cost and all that. So maybe go watch that video before you come back and watch this. But the five things I want you to write down right now for me, in no particular order, when I say 1 to 5, that doesn't mean do number 1 first and then do number 5. I just want you to write these down in any order you want. The first one is waste or spoilage. Waste/spoilage. And we'll put these up on the screen for you. They're probably up there right now. Number two, purchasing. Number three, theft. Number four, design. And don't worry, I'll talk about this one really quick for you. And then five, portioning. Now you'll see I keep looking behind the camera because I have these written on a whiteboard in my office because I don't think a day goes by. I wrote these up on my whiteboard about 5 years ago when I moved into this house. And I don't think a day has gone by that I've been in this office on the phone with a client and not looked at those five things on my whiteboard because people are always asking me, how do we control cost of goods sold? So we're not going to get into too much detail today because like I said, if you're a member, if you're in our Restaurant Boss membership, we have a very in-depth training on this particular topic coming up on May 10th. That's May 10th of 2022, depending on when you're watching this. If you're watching it right when we release it, May 10th, 2022 is a couple of days from now. If you're watching this at some point in the future, that's great because as a member of the Restaurant Boss membership, you can watch any trainings that we've done in the past. Plus, you get to join us live once a month for a new topic, a new training. And then we do Q&A sessions where you can ask me anything you want live. There's all kinds of other training. You get access to scale. You get access to restaurant manager certification. You get access to Ghost Kitchen Bootcamp. Anyways, go to therestaurantboss.com and look for the memberships tab. If you're interested in learning more about that, watching a recording of this or joining us live for it. But very quickly, again, I want to repeat these. It's waste, spoilage, purchasing, theft, design, or portioning. Now, design is the one that I want to just quickly talk about here. Design is, how have you designed your menu? How have you designed your business? How have you costed out your recipes? Are you selling things at the right price? Design encompasses a lot of stuff here. But a lot of times, I just want to touch on this one, because a lot of times I see that restaurants are just set up to struggle. They're set up to fail. It doesn't mean they did it on purpose. It just means that even if you control your waste, are doing a great job at purchasing, have very little theft. Notice I said little. Every restaurant has theft. Has very little theft. If you're great at portioning, if you've designed your restaurant with a poor food cost in mind, doing all the other things isn't going to matter. So I don't want to say that this is where you should start, but it's a very important area to look at is maybe you have a high cost item. Like if you're a steakhouse, you might be running a 45 or a 50% cost of goods sold, but you're selling your steaks at such a high price that your margin is there. Also, steak restaurants make a lot of money on wine sales and alcohol sales and their sides. So maybe the T-bone steak or the porterhouse, big old tomahawk, whatever it is, maybe that's selling at a 55 or a 60 or a 70% cost of goods sold, which sounds terrible. But everyone who orders a tomahawk is going to order an $18 glass of wine or a $50 or $100 bottle of wine. They're going to order a couple of sides, right? Some mashed potatoes for $12 or $13, some french fries for $11 or $12. So it's all going to balance out in the end. But again, looking at that is a very important area. The last thing I want to add here before I get into the specifics of each one of these, like we're going to do in that training, is I don't want you to sit here and go, wow, okay, I wrote all five of these down. You've motivated me, Ryan. I'm going to go to my restaurant. I'm going to work on all five of these over the next couple of days. Wrong. Big X's. I can picture the, there was a show on TV. I can't remember what it was called, but there was like a monster, a cartoon that came out. Someone will type in the comments what that show was. It wasn't $100,000 Pyramid. It was one of those shows. But anyways, this little character came out and said, wrong. Moving on. Sorry, I get distracted easily. Work on one of these at a time. Become a master. Don't dip your toe in the water. Everything in this world goes to the best in the world. Tiger Woods doesn't make a little more money than the number two golfer in the world. Who was the number two golfer when Tiger was number one? Do you even know? It was Phil Mickelson. But most of us, unless you follow golf, don't even know who Phil Mickelson is. But everybody knows who Tiger Woods is. So commit to mastery. I talk a lot about that in the book, about committing to mastery, about how to master and not dabble. Anyways, get yourself a free copy. But the point I'm making is go back and pick one of these areas. Maybe you think your portions are off. Spend a month, spend 6 weeks, spend 2 months mastering portioning. Then go back and spend a month or 2 months on theft, or design, or waste and spoilage, whatever it is. But don't try to work on all five of these areas at once. You won't go deep enough to have an impact. And even if you do, you're gonna have to create a system, a process, a procedure to make sure that that stays at the new level that you achieved forever. Otherwise, the minute you lose focus in this area and go to another area, this area is gonna fall apart and that area is gonna improve. So mastery is about not just learning everything there's to learn about it and digging deep, but it's about creating systems and processes and procedures so that the fixes you make last for a very long time, if not forever. I shared a lot of information with you in this video, and I really hope you enjoyed it. If you did, go ahead and smash the like button, subscribe to our channel. Heck, join our membership. We'd love to have you on those monthly calls. But more importantly, I end every video with the same thing. And remember that systems crave freedom. Freedom creates value, and value creates scale. Have an absolutely amazing day. I love every single one of you crazy restaurant people, and I look forward to bringing you another great video just like this next week. We'll see you on that call May 10th. And if you're not on that call, if you're watching this video after, then jump in the membership and go watch that call where I dig into this exactly what we talked about today in much more detail and share examples with you and help you lower or control your food cost, your cost of goods sold in your restaurant. Bye-bye.
Hey, did you notice something in today's episode?
Yep. No ads, no sponsors, just great training to help you make more money, have more freedom, and avoid the stress, struggle, and overwhelm many restaurant owners feel every day. How do I do it? How is it that you listen to all those other podcasts that have minutes and minutes worth of lame ads for underwear or other websites they're promoting? I don't judge them, but I choose to focus on you. I can only do this because you share my podcast with other folks who end up looking me up online, registering for my courses, and getting amazing results in their restaurants. It's because of you that I can self-fund this effort, and you know how hard it is to do all this. That's why I appreciate you so much. So if you like this podcast, ad-free and sponsor-free, do me a favor. Tell a friend in the restaurant business about this podcast and my website, therestaurantboss.com. It would sure help, and I would appreciate it. I'm sure our community would too. Plus, if you could leave me a review on iTunes or post a comment about this episode on my website, that would be huge as well. Until next time, remember, your success in the restaurant business is about your ability to create, manage, and master systems while developing your employees. Have a wonderful day.
Thanks a lot for listening to the Restaurant Boss Podcast with your host, the restaurant boss himself, Ryan Gronfen. For more great content, free stuff to help you make more money and enjoy more freedom, visit therestaurantboss.com and click on podcast. Be sure to register on our email list so you never miss an episode. We'll see you next time.